This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. In 2005, a member of the Bacall flock, named a bantam cochin, who at the time was a fresh young hen, just barely in the flush of her adulthood, and I, using my stage name, Robert McMinn, auditioned for and were accepted for lead roles in a short film made by independent producers Full Tilt Boogie. The short role became a part in several other stories within a story, which was then tied together as the feature film Works Insanity, which premieres September 25th and 26th, 2008, in Boise, Idaho. In our first film, Neem played the role of Pet Chicken, opposite my aging hipster character, who is dating an attractive older woman with a troubled young son. Scenes from that short include Neem sitting on my shoulder as I ride a bicycle to my date. As discussed on previous shows, two of my passions are bicycle transportation and urban agriculture, simple solutions to some of our contemporary problems caused by the rising price of oil and other dwindling resources. Interests my on-screen character shared. As for Neem, she and I discovered early on in our chicken and chickener bonding that she finds it supremely relaxing to go for a ride with me. She knows when I'm about to take her somewhere. She's surely excited because the destination is usually a friend's house, where we'll be doing backyard chicken outreach, demonstrating the awesome ability of a hen to rid a backyard of earwigs, doodlebugs, and other plant-eating insects without the use of toxic pesticides. However, we both know that the destination is only half the experience. As soon as I pick her up for one of these journeys, she relaxes on my shoulder. As I mount my bike and begin moving, she makes a few minor adjustments for her comfort and settles into the feeling of the wind rustling through her feathers and moving her beak around to take in the exciting scents along the way. I ride slowly, of course, and she's been known to even take a little catnap on longer journeys. When we recreated our rides for the movie, we made sure she was rewarded with plenty of bugs, since our locations were places that had not been treated with pesticides and had plenty of bugs vexing our hosts. So not only did we impress the crew with our acting abilities, but also with Neem's skill as a garden helper. She even deposited some nutrient-rich poop in her wake as a bonus. We also filmed a classic chicken crossing the road scene. In it, Neem's adorable feather-adorned cochin legs race across a street, which we closed to traffic, to get to the other side, where I was imitating the sound of a rooster dispensing treats to a favorite hen and stood ready with worms. She rose to the occasion by showing a genuine enthusiasm. That short was titled Thai Chicken, a play on the popular dish, which I only recommend cooking for those who live in a truly food-sustainable context and must cull some chickens, humanely and after providing a wonderful life, in order to meet their protein requirements. The other side of the Thai chicken pun is that for our mental and physical health, Neem and I, as well as our on-screen alter egos, like to do a variation of the Chinese Tai Chi exercise, with Neem perching on my arms and legs as I do slow and controlled movements throughout my muscle range. In the movie, this is filmed as a dream sequence. For our reprise roles, we played a middle-aged guy struggling to find a higher purpose in life who shares his small yard and vintage camper with a chicken who provides eggs, garden assistance, and inspiration as he writes his novel on a perhaps magical typewriter. This was a tougher shoot for Neem, as she was required to sit in a hot trailer, observing the drama between me and my estranged wife. A grueling scene to film for all, but we made sure we sprayed her down with cool water frequently and gave her lots of food and attention. She was the consummate professional, and the filmmakers, Chad and Cecilia Wren, were grateful for the poignant reaction shots she blessed us with. The scenes worked out so well that Chad tried to dream up ways to alter his script to include her in more of the movies, but in the end, she is just seen in some key shots during the larger narrative that ties the stories within a story together. The revolving crew we worked with during the filming, which spanned 3 years, still talk about how delightful it was to work with a chicken, and how impressed they were with her ability to work even between scenes at debugging and fertilizing our locations. Indeed, Neem and I were approached to consider performing several other film roles together, but I had to move from Boise to New York before we could pursue those opportunities. While Neem clearly enjoyed her foray into acting, she seems just as happy in her retirement to an excellent backyard farm managed by one of the sagebrush variety players who was heavily involved in the show that launched Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast. But her retirement may not be permanent. You never know when she'll be recruited for another screen appearance. We're not interested in putting her on an airplane to film at other locations, but I'd be more than willing to fly back to Boise for the right role as co-star or chicken wrangler. One of my favorite behind-the-scenes stories occurred during one of the long periods of downtime between our shoots. For many actors, these chunks of time are notoriously boring, even maddening, but Neem and I were determined to make the best of it. At one point, the camera crew needed to get exterior and background shots at the trailer park location. It was going to take an indeterminate, but likely long time, and we would be needed right after. So I asked that we be dropped off at a spot on the border between a public park and ambulance parking lot. There was a compost demonstration project at the site, and I figured Neem could get a good snack there, and I could indulge in one of my other interests, composting. We were not in Boise for this scene, but in nearby Garden City, which is well known for its suspicious police and their sometimes hair-trigger tempers and tendency towards excessive force. Right in the middle of an especially fruitful discovery of an earwig nest, a patrol car rode up, and I could hear the dispatcher on the radio describing me and Neem to the policeman. He got out of his car and said, "I have a report of a suspicious chicken and man." I said, "Oh." And he said, "What's going on?" I explained about the movie, and after looking around and not seeing any cameras, the policeman asked for my ID. He returned to the squad car and radioed in my information. Still not satisfied with the results of my ID search, he returned and peppered me with questions. "What is this movie? Who's making it? Do you have a permit to film? Is this your chicken, or did you rent it?" I was trying to answer as politely as I could, without letting my impatience with the needless intrusion show, and keeping an eye on Neem lest she wanders too far, when he asked the question that would be my salvation. "What kind of chicken is that?" Without even thinking about what I was doing, I launched into my full Bucky Bacaw mode, going into a detailed explanation about the characteristics of the Cochin breed, the difference between bantam and full-size chickens, the history of chicken breeding in North America, etc. Just as I was about to transition into a speech about the Golden Seabright breeds, the squad car radio squawked, and the policeman curtly said, "I gotta go," and left me in peace. To find out the themes Neem and I touched on as actors in Work's Insanity, you'll need to attend the Idaho International Film Festival in Boise, or purchase the DVD online at ftbproductions.com. But equally as enlightening is the moral of our behind-the-scenes story. The fact is that becoming a backyard chickener is a wise thing to do, because chickens provide pesticide-free bug control, garden tilling, compost acceleration and fertilizer production, as well as fresh eggs. But on another level of transformation, their companionship is often a catalyst for the chickener and the chicken to discover new possibilities for personal enrichment, and in our case, for creating enduring art. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast is produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute. For more information, visit buckybacaw.org. B-U-C-K-Y-B-U-C-K-A-W.org.